Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Elvis Marchand. And for my next guest, coming from Northern California, she is a nutritional therapy practitioner. Please welcome everybody, Lacey Cunningham. Lacey, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Elvis. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Now, why don't you start off with just telling us a little bit about yourself and what it is you do?
Okay, yeah. So I live here in Northern California. Live with my husband, Steve. We have two grown daughters, and kind of always been interested in health and fitness. Spent some time in my 20s as a group fitness instructor, and just always loved learning about health and nutrition. What I found is that a lot of the nutrition tips and tricks that I learned over the years did not support my health. And later on in life, I was kind of dealing with some health issues myself, particularly weight management was a big one for me. And I decided to start looking into it a little more deeply. And through that process, I ended up finding the Nutritional Therapy Association, which is based out of Seattle. And I went to school there, became a certified practitioner. And I now just really enjoy helping people to heal their bodies, whether it be from, you know, chronic disease such as diabetes or autoimmune disease. There's a number of things that we can work on there just through nutrition alone, or just feeling better, just performing their best and feeling really good about the diet that they're eating and having that support their lifestyle.
Gotcha. Now, what is it that inspired you to actually pursue this as something you really wanted to do?
You know, what really inspires me, I mean, it kind of started, I think, really when I was very young. I come from a family of very overweight people. It's been a huge struggle, particularly on my mom's side of the family. Many of my aunts and uncles are morbidly obese. And I've seen them struggle with just diet after diet, and they may lose a few pounds, but they end up gaining it back. And life was not easy for them. Even just getting down and playing with your kids on the floor or being able to fly without having to purchase two airplane tickets because you're too big to fit in one seat. There was just so many limitations that I saw that I was really motivated to take care of myself, and I exercised a lot. I always dieted a lot, trying to make sure that I kept myself thin. But as I got older, from about the age of 30 on, I started gaining weight and really having a problem with it. And no matter what I did, I really couldn't seem to keep my weight under control and feel good about that. And so I did a lot of research. I discovered some ways that really worked for me. And one of those actually included eating more. I was down at one point to at about 800 calories a day while still remaining very active and having, even at that point, a very difficult time losing weight, and not to mention the fact that I just had no energy, felt horrible. But really, I think going back to my family, just knowing how what they went through and how uncomfortable they were and embarrassed they were about their bodies, and life shouldn't be like that. Life should be fun. Life should be, you know, it's easy, and I think food is something that we celebrate with our friends and family. We should be able to do that and enjoy good food and enjoy our socialization through that process as well without having to worry about every little bite that comes across your lips. How is this going to affect me? Is this going to make me gain weight? What are people thinking if I'm eating this particular food because I'm overweight? You know, so and then probably the thing that really sealed the deal for me was my mom died at an early age from a sudden heart attack. We had no idea she had heart problems, but it was, I know from the bottom of my heart, I absolutely know that that could have been prevented had she had the tools that she needed to keep her body at a healthier weight and to support her body through nutrition.
Wow. And now when someone reaches out to you for help, say for the first time, what is it that you're mostly coming across? Do you find that most people are looking for, say, weight loss or way to help with their digestive system? What is it you find?
It's funny you ask that. I actually expected when I got started that weight loss would be the biggest factor, but it's not. The two things that come up most are blood sugar regulation. Not usually full-on diabetes yet, but people that are having that are struggling with that. And they have high A1C levels. They have they're having a lot of cravings for sugar and having a lot of sugar in their diet. And then the other one is autoimmune. There's a tremendous amount of people that are dealing with autoimmune diseases and intestinal disorders, such as celiac disease. And so those tend to be the two things that I tend to treat most.
Gotcha. And do you have any plans for the near future? Are you looking to possibly expand into more things or really just hone in on what you're doing now?
I do. So what I'm planning on moving into is I really want to reach a lot of people. I feel like there's so, in our culture today, particularly in our nation, there's so many people that are dealing with chronic diseases that they shouldn't have to. And I know I can make a difference in that. And I think the best way that I can make a difference in that is to reach a larger number of people. And that's just not possible when you're working one-on-one with each person. So I definitely want to continue my one-on-one practice. That is something that is, it just inspires me. I love working with people in that manner. But I'm building some courses and programs so that people will be able to take the tools and implement them themselves. So we'll do, you know, like some webinars and some different courses that will be available to them. We'll still continue to do their nutritional assessment. That'll be very personalized and individual. And I'll meet with them virtually to be able to go over the results of their assessment and give them the recommendations that I have for them. But then I'll be able to deliver to them a package or a protocol that will help them move forward. And I think that will just be a great way to be able to reach more people and help more people.
And what is the best way for my audience to reach out to you for more information?
Well, the best thing you can do is go to my website. So it's simply28.com. That's simply28.com. Or you can also find me on either Facebook or Instagram, or my probably most popular social media sites, platforms, I should say. And my handle there is simply28nutrition.
Sounds good. Well, Lacey, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on air with us. I really do appreciate you taking the time out.
Thank you, Elvis. Have a great day.
You too. And for everyone else listening, please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with your mouth full, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.